It's ein Tam Kicker.
There's a klal always by Yisurim, if you have an Issa falls into Heter, and he gives Tam into the Heter, even though the Guf Adov gets dissolved. The Moshe like Treifa fats. Let's say Treifa fats falls into a soup, and it gets dissolved there. You don't have the fat anymore, but it gives a taste into the soup. So Lacher is Tam, is Kicker. The taste of the Issa has a din like the Guf of the Issa, and it's awesome in the Raisa. How do we know this Yisoid? We learn it out from the Pasuk of Mishras. So Rashi, Liten Tam Kicker, Lassois Time Moshel Isser. The fact you just taste the Isser, like here, the fat got dissolved in the soup. It's like not here anymore, the goof of the fats. Ki Ikro Yuma Moshoi. The fact you taste it is as if the Iker and the Mamish of the Isser is still here, and it's also Midiraisim. How do I know this, Yisoid? From Mishras. What's the Rayim? Shim Shara Anovim Bemayim. If a person soak his wine, his grapes in water. V'yesh Bem Tam Yayin. And there's only a tam, a taste of the wine or grapes in the water. So it's what you have here is you have a barrel full of water, and you put grapes inside there, and the grapes just gave off a tam, a taste, into the water. That's why the water tastes like wine. But the water itself is not grapes. The water, you didn't squeeze out the grape itself, just the tam, the taste of the grapes, went into the water. Still, the Torah says, by Nozer is chayiv. Why is he chayiv there? He's not eating grapes. He's only drinking water. The Torah says, because this water tastes like grapes, we say Tam Kicker. The taste of grapes has a din like grapes itself, and he's chayiv. So you see, what do you do? Use the Pasuk Mishras? Not to tell me Hetem Tzavli Yisrael, but to tell me this halacha of Tam Kicker. So it's a kasha nerbavu, I'm Rabbi Yechidim. How does he know to say it's a chiluk for Hetem, it's a chidish for Hetem Tzavli Yisrael? Maybe you need it for Tam Kicker, like it says here. Yeshim Shara Novim B'mayim V'yeshbem Tam Yayin Chayiv. Mikana Tadan Lechola Terakula. From here, this man the Yomis says, we learn out from this Pasuk Mishras by Nozir, Kola Terakula. There's a cloud of Tam Kicker. And that's the way we hold like that. What's the Svarim? Oma Nozir, Ma Dech Nozir, Shein Yisuri Yisraelim. A Nozir is only in the game for 30 days, a Tam Nozir. If you make yourself longer, as long as you make it, you're a Nozir. But after that time, you're not a Nozir anymore. Vien Yisuri Yisra Ano. A Nozir doesn't have an Issa not to have Ano from grapes. He's just not allowed to eat them. But there's no Yisra Anoam. V'yeshetel Yisurei. Even when he's a Nozir, if you want, you can be Sherl on Nidroin. Go to a Chochem and tell a Chochem, I have Charotza, I became a Nozir. It's only a Neder Dikalocha. He'll be Oik, he'll be Matir the Neder, and you become a Nozir. So Madach, the Yisra Nozir, that's so cool, it has such coolness to it, still the Torah says, also Batam Kikur, that when you just taste, the taste of the grapes go into the water, it's also not to drink the water. So, Madach in such a Issa that's so lenient is Klayim. When you plant two things together, two types of Zroyim, or two vegetables with the grapes together, there's Yisuri Yisraelim. Once you planted it together, it's also forever. The Yisuri Yisano, Klayim, not allowed to have a no, you have to burn it. The Enhetel Yisuri, there's no way to be Matar that Issa. Once you planted it, you can't be Matar anymore. Hezeinu Din Shiyasa Tam Kikka. Pshito, pshito, you'll have Tam Kikka also by Klayim. Vuadin Lo'olu B'shtayin. Who then the fruits that grow from the first 3 years of the tree, that has a source also, you'll say, Tam Kikram, for two reasons. Rashi just says it's not an Issel Oilam, though. It's not as Chomer as Klai Kerem. Because here, after 3 years, the fruits become Utter. The fruits that grow after 3 years are no more Issel Oilam. So I call upon him, you learn out from this Issel Nozir that Madach by Nozir is so lenient. The Torah said this Chiddush, Tam Kikram, who then Kola Tarakulu, we say, Tam Kikram. Now the Gemara later is going to ask the question that we're going to ask. So this is one question. Rabbi Huwa learns the word Mishra, tells Hetem Asal Yisr, why doesn't he use it for Tam Kikur? Then we're going to answer that question. But soon the Gemara is going to ask, though, you see from this man the Yomam, whatever you learn out from the word Mishras, it's not only by Nozir, it's called Terakula. So by for us, according to Rabbi Huwa, he learns out from the word Mishras, the Chiddush Hetem Asal Yisr. So Sakasha, why did he say only by Nozir? Why don't you learn out from Nozir to every place? Just like this man, the Yom learns out from the word Mishras, to all over that Tam Kikur, Lechur, according to Rabbi Huwa, that you learn out from that Pasuk, Ketem, Masaf, Yisr, we should learn it out for Kol HaTorah Kulam. And Rabbi Huwa said no. So really, tomorrow soon, there are two kasha down Rabbi Huwa. One question is, why does he say Mishras is for Ketem, Masaf, Yisr, why doesn't he use it for Tam Kikur? And the next question to be soon is, if you do use the Pasuk, Ketem, Masaf, Yisr, why don't you learn out Kol HaTorah Kulam for it? So tomorrow says like this. Now, the Gemara Hamani Rabbonin, I'll tell you he. This goes according to Rabbonin. I'll tell you, this bright here that says that Mishras goes for Etim Asaf Yisr goes according to Rabbonin. No, this bright that says Tam Kikur goes according to the Rabbonin. that the Rabbanan Taka don't hold from Hetem itself to Yisur. They only hold from the Yisur Tam Kikur. For Rabbi Yochanan, that the Rabbi Yochanan before said that Pasuk Mishras tells me Hetem itself to Yisur, I tell you, the Yomak Rabbi Kiva. He goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That we see someplace Rabbi Kiva holds, Heter is Mitzvah to Yisur. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So that Rabbi Avuhu is said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan for Mishras Heter Mitzvah to Yisur, that's going according to Rabbi Kiva. So obviously the pshat is going to be that Rabbi Kiva has some other posse to tell me Tom Kicker. I know it's someplace else that when you taste the taste of the Yisur, it's awesome. So what do I need the posse Mishras for? To tell me Heter Mitzvah to Yisur. So Rabbi Avuhu and Rabbi Yochanan was saying the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. But the Mara, Rabbi Kiva, where is this Rabbi Kiva? Ilema Rabbi Kiva, the Masbis, if it's Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah, that's not, we learned like this, the Mishnah Nazir. Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, Nazir Shashara Pita Vyayin, if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine, the Yeshbar Litzarev Kadei Kazayis, and if he eats it now, that there's a Tziruf, Poshadi a Tziruf means that the wine and the bread together, there's a Kazayis Chayiv. So here you see why you Chayiv, even though you only ate like a Chatzi Zayis of the wine, but since you ate it with bread, it's Mitzarev. So here you see, Hetem Mitzarev Yisur, just a little bit of wine, but you have the bread there, Yechayiv. So the Mara, no, there's no Raya, Mimai, Dimi, Pasa, Miyayin. What's the Raya we're talking about, that the bread helps along to be Mashkelim, to air to the shear of the Kazayis of the wine? No. I tell you, Dilma, Miyayin, Lechudei. Maybe we're talking about you have the Kazayis of the wine by itself. That's what Yechayiv for. V'chi Teinu, you'll ask me if that's what we're talking about. Miyayin lechudei maila meimra. Hey, Pshita, what are you telling me then? If a nozi drinks like a kezayis of wine, Pshita is chayiv. What's the chiddush here? No, hakem ashtron. Maybe this is all Reb Kiva wants to tell me. The afagav, the tarubas, even though it's in a mixture. Because you're not drinking the wine by itself. You soak your bread inside the wine. So the bread now has wine in it. So since the wine is mixed into the bread, it's like balua, so you don't see the wine itself. True, you see a red piece of bread, but all you see is the bread. So I would think maybe a potter, maybe that's what Rav Kiva's Chiddush is. That now that you're eating this bread that has the kezayis of wine inside it, maybe that's why you're chayiv. But I don't have a raya yet if you only have a chatzi zayis worth of wine in the bread. And you need the bread to add to the share of the kezayis, I don't know you're chayiv yet. Ela Rav Kiva the Braisa. Now this Chiddush is from a Braisa, I'll tell you. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa like this. Rav Kiva says, Nozir sheshara pita b'yayin. If a nozir tastes bread and soaks it into wine, v'ochal kezayis mipas u'miyayin. And he eats only one kezayis here, made up from what? It says clearly, this one kezayis, this one olive side, is made up from bread and from wine. Still chayiv. So even though you did not eat a kezayis worth of the wine by itself, you had to come onto the bread, still Rabbi Kiva says you chayiv. So you see, Rabbi Kiva's sheet there is, that there is a din of Hetem Mitzarev L'Yisur. So I call upon him, he uses the word Mishras by Nozir to tell me Hetem Mitzarev L'Yisur. For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva B'Zoi, Tam Kikim Minole, like as Kasha, why does he use the word Mishras by Hetem Mitzarev L'Yisur? Why doesn't he use it to tell me the Chiddush, like the Rabbanan say, Tam Kikir? Elamai, you have to tell me, he learns it out from someplace else. Where did he learn it out from? Yalaf Mi Bosta B'Cholav. He learns it out from the Yisra Bosta B'Cholav. Lav Tam Abiyamu. What's the Yisra Bosta B'Cholav? You're not allowed to take meat and cook it in milk. Now, when you cook it in milk, when you take the meat out of there, what's inside the meat? There's no more milk. You don't see the milk anymore. It's only the taste, the tam of the milk is in the meat. And still the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So you see here, there's the assert that the taste of the milk is considered like the milk is here. That's what is nisa basa b'cholim. The yosir is hachinami. So B'kiva says, who I didn't learn from here all over? Loishino, there's no difference. All these surim I say tam kikim. The more of Rabbonin, why don't Rabbonin learn out from Bosa B'cholav? Why do they have to learn out from the word Mishras? They say, no, me Bosa B'cholav Legamrin, I can't learn out from the Easter of cooking milk and meat together. The Chiddushu, that Chiddush that you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together is a tremendous Chiddush, something new, and something that's a Chiddush I can't learn out from. Oh, my Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Bosa B'cholav? Elaine, if you want to tell me, it's a modern thing. Milk, you're allowed to drink. Meat, you're allowed to eat. So it's separate than muta, just punk together with sasa, so that's a tremendous chiddush, so I can't learn out from here. Huvadi adodi yosir, so I can't learn out. Fretting Gemara, no, that's not such a big chiddush. Klayim nami, the same thing by klayim. Hai lechudiv, hai lechudi shori. If you have grapes growing by itself, it's muter. If you have vegetables growing by itself, it's muter. You put the two together, it becomes osir. So that's not a chiddush. So Gemara says, Elo, the chiddush of bosom cholod is like this. The modern aloch is like this. The toru lay kulu yom, if you just let it soak. Bechal b'shori. If you just let your meat soak in milk overnight the whole day, it's mutter midiraisa. mit der Reise, there's no wisse Bosse becholiv. Boschulei, mit der Reise, it's only yosse when you cook it. But if you cook the milk and meat, bishulei yosse, then it's osser. So that's the chiddush. What's the difference if you soak it or you just cook it up? So if out you see there's a chiddush in Bosse becholiv, I say kill enough of Bosse becholiv. That's good, that I can learn out from. Elz the Mor says, Yalef migule nochrim. Rabbi Kiva learns out Tam Kika from Gule nochrim. Zumar says, Rabbi Kiva, Nami Bosse becholiv Adi Chiddushu. Rabbi Kiva is also masking to you. From Bosse becholiv, it's a modern aloch, it's a chiddush, I can't learn out from. So where does Rabbi Kiva know the aloch of Tam Kikar? Ela Yalef Migule Nochrim. Gule Nochrim, Lav Taina Bialmu. There's old parsha in the Torah when the Eden killed the Midyanim and they took their keli. The Torah says, before you cook in a goy's keli, in the Midyan's keli, you have to kash the keli first. You're not allowed to cook in the same pot they cooked in. Now what's wrong? Just clean it out. What's wrong with the pot? Because the tam of their chazir is inside the pot. And the Torah says you're not allowed to use that pot until you kasher it. So I see the Torah says the tam, the taste of chazir, is osir. Lav time zmar, the gule nochrim, lav time of the almu, the osir, is hachinami leishino. I learned now from gule nochrim all over, the Torah says the tam of the osir is also osir. Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, no, there I can't learn out from. Gyule nochrim nami chiddushu. There was a tremendous chiddush that the Torah said, you're not allowed to use the kelim, the pots of the goyim, until you kasher it first. Why? To a kol noisim tam lev gam mutar. Really, the taste in the pot becomes bad. When you cook up your kosher food in that pot, even though the tam of the chazah comes into your food, it gives a bad taste there. And usually we say, tam lev gam is mutar. The gamrinim in the vela, we learn out from the Yisrael nevela. The Torah says you can't eat in the vela when it's roy for somebody to eat. But when it comes any real agar, it comes so meat, so bad, that even a gar can't eat it, then there's no isser. So alamol, if a tam gives lafkam, tastes bad, it's mutter. V'ochi yosser. And the other Torah said, even though the taste coming out of your pots is a bad taste, still the Torah says you're not allowed to use it. So it's a tremendous chiddush here, I can't learn out from here. If you have a kiva, I was Rabbi Kiva learned out from Gula Nochrim, it's a chiddush. He owes to the Rabbi Chiyah Brei the Rav Huna. The Yomel Yosko Torah La Begdera Bas Yomel. He owes, no, it's true. The Torah only said by Midyan, if you want to use their pot that they cook chazah today, you can't use it today. Because today, the time of the chazah in the pot is not bad. It's a good taste. But if you want to wait till overnight, wait to use it tomorrow, and echnamid. Midirais, you would be allowed to use those pots tomorrow. Because tomorrow, the taste that comes out of the pot is a bad taste. Tam Lav Gam is mutter. Hilkach. Lav Noisim Tam Lav Gamu. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. That the Torah only asks that the pots of one day, which is not a bad taste, it's a good taste. So from there, I learn out all over, Noisim Tam is awesome. For Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin Sorah? They hold no, Kedera Bas Yoyma Nami Leyesh Lepog Mepurta. The Rabbonin say still no. The Rabbonin say that the taste of a pot is still a bad taste. When they cook their chazer in the pots, and now you want to use their pots, even today, the same day, if you cook your meat in this pot, that at the time of the pot that has chazer in it, gives the time into your meat, is still a bad taste. And the Torah asked it. So Rabbanan said it's also a tremendous chiddush. Because usually the din is, any time you have a time of gam, it's mutter. And here the Torah said, this time of gam is osir. So again, this pasha is a chiddush, half Rabbanan. So I can't learn out time kicker from here. Therefore, where the Rabbanan and Tam Kikram? From the Pasha of Nozim Mishras. That's a pure halacha. If you soak just the grapes in water, the water becomes usher, then I learn out Tam Kikram. And Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva holds, since the Torah only asked the pots of that one day, he holds the pots of that one day is not so much Lavgam. That much Lavgam is not a Chiddush. That's Tak usher. And he learns out from there, Tam Kikram is usher. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva knows Tam Kikram is from Gyule Nochrim. And what does he use the word, the Pasuk Mishras for? Fehetim Tafli Yisr. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Gemara Daf Mem Dalad of his days, the last Gemara. Omale Ravacha Bredi Ravavi, the Ravashi. It's Ravacha, the son of Ravavi, is the Kashat Ravashi. Midi Rabbonon Nishmal Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbonon, we should see also how Rabbi Kiva should learn out from the Pasuk Mishras. So what's the kasha? Like we spoke out before. Mi loy ami Rabbonon. Doesn't the Rabbonon use this Pasuk of Mishras? Litain tam kikar. They learn out from this Pasuk by Nozir Mishras that if you just soak the grapes in water, that the tam, the taste of the grapes go into the water. It's also for Nozir to drink the water. So you see there's a klal of tam kikar. And the Rabbonin say that Mikana Todan l'chol isur in Shabbat Torah. From here we learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula.
is not only by Nozir is there the Chiddush of Tam Tikur, but rather we say, Kol HaTerakulu, you learn out all the Yisurim from Nozir. Yeah, like we said before, because Nozir has a lot of Kulis, it's a very lenient Issur. So for the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva Nami, the same din should be according to Rabbi Akiva, that Mishras Lehetim Estaraf LeYisur should be Mikana Todan L'chol Yisurim Shevat HaTerakulu. Okay, so that according to Rabbi Akiva, that he uses the Pasuk Mishras by Nozir to learn out Hetem Mitzaraf LeYisur, that even though you're eating a little bit of the wine and a little bit of the bread together, you have a Kezayis Yechayiv. So why did Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Avuha, before Rabbi Yochanan said over that it's only by Nozir, Rabbi Noah, the Yisurim? Why don't we learn out from Nozir to call it Terakula? To say there's a chiddush of hetem mitzaraf liyisur, just like the rabbanon learn out tam tikul chol haTorah. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva learn out his chiddush of hetem mitzaraf liyisur also to all of them? Why does he say dafka by Nozir and no place else? So Gemara answers, Omalei.